Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Jose Gonzalez has been a guest on the Cafe in the past. In fact, the Swedish singer-songwriter has had considerable success. In some ways, that success has gotten in the way of the group that joins us today, the band Junip. They originally played together in 1998, released an EP in 2006 when Jose's solo success took over. They began to focus on this new disc called Fields after Gonzalez finished promotion for his album Our Nature in 2007, and they join us live. I asked Jose about how his solo career had affected Junip.
Yeah, we've given a try 5 years ago. We recorded an EP, and then I went on tour again. And yeah, I guess... Yeah, it's been, since I was on tour so much, we didn't really give it the time it needed.
Toby, what is your view of what this band sounds like now, making this album, as to what you were like before, back 5 years ago?
It's hard to say. I always say that it sounds more happier now, or more like... Major chords and stuff like that, but people always say that it always sound like a little bit of sadness in it, stuff like that. But I think it's more happy now and more up tempo, more groovier than it sounded before. Before it was really, really boring. And back maybe the Black Refuge EP 5 years ago sounded great, but everything before that sounded really boring, actually.
Elias, the relationship, musical relationship, began when you and Jose were in a metal band together.
Yeah, so a hardcore band. Yeah, when we were.
Wow, how did that change come about to this?
I think Jose had a lot of songs, and we played. I think we had a short band before Junip that sort of sounded not the same, but mm-hmm. went towards that, and we played like both bands at the same time, and so. The change came quite natural in a way.
And people are all familiar with your work because you've done all the graphics for
Jose's
albums and on this one as well. Yeah. Well, this is very much a band, and I keep telling people this. It's not like Jose with the new backing.
No,
this is very much a band. Yeah. What would you guys want to begin with?
Always.
Sky.
That is always when you've probably heard us play before. That's a live version from Junip, or Unip, I suppose I should say, right?
Yeah, it's
who are playing live for us today on the cafe. So how different is it composing with this band, Jose, than what you would do for a solo album? How do the songs come about?
The thing that's similar is that we jam a lot and record everything, and after a while we pick out the stuff that we like. I do the same on my own, but here we do everything as the three of us. So everything that's Junip has started by jamming together. And for me it's different just to be, you know, the guitar is just a tiny part of the sound, and so I can relax and do simple stuff when I want to.
Junip are playing live. What's next?
A song called It's All Right.
It's All Right, another one you'll find on Fields, which is the debut album from a the band Junip, who's been around for 5 years, but finally getting this album out. Although Rope and Summit, which you had out as an EP, you put that on here as well.
Yeah, came out in May. So yeah.
So what are the influences on this band? What are the kind of, are there things that you all listen to together, or do you all bring different things?
Yeah, I think we have similar tastes, of course, with variations. I mean, we usually mention like Shaggy Otis, Nina Simone, and but also like David Axelrod and Arthur Verosai, and but I don't know, we all like Afrobeat, and but there's, I don't know, I can continue mentioning
there's
stuff.
a lot of things. Jose, did you listen to a lot of music from South America with your parents?
Yeah, I grew up with music from Argentina, Argentinian folklore, and also music from Brazil, Tropicália, and so Caetano Veloso is always one of the inspirations.
One could hear that in what you do. Did you like all that stuff with growing up?
Yeah, there were some cheesy stuff, like, but yeah, a lot of it I still like today.
Yeah. How about you, Elias? What did you grow up listening to?
My mother listened to a lot of Ethiopian and Eritrean music. I didn't like it as much at that time when I was little, but now I like it. So,
have you gone back to look for all of her vinyl now?
Yeah, sort of. I go through her. She has a lot of tapes from that time, and yeah.
Well, you can hear all those things in what this band has become. It's kind of cool. Juniper playing live. What's next?
Next is a song called Howl. Thank you.
That is Howl, another one from Juniper, who are playing live today on the Cafe. And Jose, I got to ask you, at what point do you write the lyrics? In what it was?
Yeah, it's always at the very end, like when we've rehearsed the song quite a lot and it's almost finished. And so I take the recording home and sit with my laptop. Yeah.
Now, how about that song, though? That song seems to kind of fit in with some of the subject matter on your last album.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's one of the only ones.
Right. A little bit about it's sort of about atheism, but it's really kind of about it's about science too.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. How a lump of gray is right. making you talk right. about the brain and free will and stuff.
It's the only song ever, I think, with the word anthropic in it.
Yeah, we'll see.
There may be a craze on that, but I doubt it. What do you guys want to finish up with?
The first song on the album. It's called In Every Direction.
In Every Direction, which is the song that begins Fields, finishing up our session today with Juniper. You know, it's interesting that a band that whose songs began with jamming, how concise these songs are live. Do they ever? Do you ever like go on a bit?
We have one song that we usually is a bit more live oriented, right. At the Doors from the EP.
Gotcha.
But it's true. Like most of these songs, we've found a way to play them, and yeah, I guess we're a bit stiff.
Well, that wasn't quite my point, but there you go. But anyway, hey, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's always great. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.